Friends, thank you so much for making it possible for us to bring you news and views from around the world. We don't just repeat what you hear on the mainstream news media. We go to the places where God is at work and bring home the real story behind the greatest mission generation in history. Will you help us to continue this mission? We need your faithful, prayerful, and generous support now more than ever. In fact, we need to see a serious uptick in giving if we are to continue on this station. Compassion Radio is unusual in the world of Christian broadcasting, and I hope you know that. And we hope that you'll help us continue to be the unique radio voice for global mission. Just contact us today with your gift, large or small. Thank you, friends. We can't do this without your support and God's blessing.
Friends, in honor of our upcoming 74th anniversary on the air, the following Compassion Radio broadcast is truly a legacy recording featuring the late Reverend Dr. Norm Nelson that last aired 5 years ago this month.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to this very special edition of Compassion Radio, radio for the sake of others, and it's a very special Friday edition. Jim here up in the studio, and joining me right alongside me is Norm Nelson. Norm, great to see you again. We got some exciting stuff to talk about today.
Oh, boy, do we ever. This is a particularly celebratory time here at Compassion Radio because we will be celebrating the 69th birthday of this radio ministry. But beyond that, that means that we are into the 70th year. That's a 7-0.
Wow. March the 25th, this coming Monday.
That's right. The 70th year of this Compassion Radio ministry. It has not always been called Compassion Radio, but it's always been the same family. And we were there at the beginning, at the birth of the ministry. It's an amazing story of really of two things, the faithfulness of God to fulfill the promise of his calling, because it was God who called my father to start this ministry, and there are some interesting facts behind all of that. But here, as we enter the 70th year of the program, we are not exactly the same kind of program that we were way back on March 25, 1944. I mean, those are the days of World War II. Mm. So it really is an amazing thing. But the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of listeners who have caught the vision of this radio ministry, whatever form it has taken, whatever format it has projected, God's people have stood with his program so that here we are ready to start our seventh decade. And we are just thanking and praising God for his faithfulness and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm. We love you to all the listeners who in various ways at various times from the very beginning, there are even a few around who remember the very beginning, who have prayed for us, who have given to us and through us to support the ministries that God has called us to take on over the years. So, wow, what a special time, Jim. You're absolutely right.
Well, you know, in this day and age, Norm, as you well know, you know, a 10-year anniversary is cause for a huge celebration and a plaque on the wall, let alone a 20 or 25-year anniversary. Some very prominent ministries that very likely air on this same radio station have celebrated 30, 35 years, which is phenomenal.
Yes,
but
it is.
But when we're talking seven decades, that's just off the charts. I know you mentioned that there's another ministry that has been on about that same amount of time.
Actually, one ministry that we know that's been nationally syndicated for many, many decades, and a ministry that we love and honor, is what used to be called the Haven of Rest,
right,
and is now called Haven Today.
Right.
And Charles Morris and is a wonderful guy and a dear friend who leads the ministry now, but I think I've known through my life every single director of the Haven of Rest Ministry through the years, and we love what they do. And they played a part. Jim, the reason we're talking about this is that Haven played a part in the beginning of the Morning Chapel Hour and Compassion Radio.
You mentioned this before we came on the air, and it really is remarkable because your father, who wasn't in radio at the time, was involved with the Haven broadcast because they asked him to fill in, I understand.
That's right. Many of our older listeners will remember First Mate Bob and the good ship Grace, as they used to refer to it. That whole nautical theme was carried out in various ways, even sound effects of being at the harbor.
Is that right?
Sound of birds. That, you know, that if you were to go down to a harbor, you would hear those birds and you would see them and so forth. But all of that was carried across, and it was a very interesting and imaginative presentation. But, yeah, First Mate Bob, who was an icon in the history of radio ministry, and in those days, radio was live. You know, there were recordings, but they were pretty primitive and very difficult to do and all of that. So from time to time, he had to be away, and he was looking for somebody that could fill in for him. He got to know my dad. He called on one occasion. He called my dad and said, Wilbur, I have a real need. I'm just wondering if you would be interested and willing to fill in for me to host the Haven of Rest.
And this being live radio, someone had to be there.
That's right. So my dad said, sure. When he tells the story, he always used that word, sure. He said, I said, sure. And I kept saying sure because First Mate Bob kept asking him back. He was doing a good job. And as he was going along and filling in for this icon in the history of Christian radio, he was discovering that he was good at it. Mm. And it was sort of God's way of showing him that he had a gift for radio. And the other thing, and of course, this is very important, is he loved doing it. He loved sitting down in front of a microphone, and he was pretty good on his feet, so to speak, and he prepared good messages, and he understood the program and how it worked. So the invitation from First Mate Bob to fill in on the old Haven of Rest, God used to help my dad discover that he had a gift for and a love for Christian radio. But there were two other connections. I would say very, very prominent people who were involved in radio that also influenced my dad. The first of those would be the father-in-law of Bob Pierce, the founder of World Vision.
Sure.
Bob's father-in-law pastored a church in downtown L.A., and he started a radio ministry. It was a Sunday night program, and it combined a message and song. There was a quartet that sang and all of that. So he brought my dad in to serve on the staff, and every Sunday night, my dad and Bob Pierce, again, the founder of World Vision, used to alternate in hosting that live radio program from the Los Angeles Evangelistic Center, right down in downtown L.A. My dad really loved and enjoyed doing that, became a very close friend of Bob Pierce, was involved actually in the founding of World Vision and in the initial funding of Bob Pierce. Outreach to Korea, which is really the thing that gave an impetus to what World Vision became. So that was another experience that my dad had that sort of once again said, Wilbur, you can do this. And it could be that God is calling you to do this. Those were two very important influences. The third influence was Charles E. Fuller. And, of course, people know Fuller Seminary. I suppose there are younger people listening that don't know that Fuller Theological Seminary was named for Charles E. Fuller, who founded the program and had this wonderful radio program that was syndicated on the Mutual Network and heard all across America. And it took place in the massive Long Beach Municipal Auditorium, and it featured music and a message from Charles E. Fuller. And that program absolutely revolutionized evangelical ministry in terms of the use of radio and the media. And Charles E. Fuller, that name became a household word across the country. And my dad sang in a quartet that performed virtually every Sunday on the old-fashioned revival hour. So Charles E. Fuller was the third really powerful influence on my dad. So he's seeing, you know, three of the best in operation. And God used that to plant this bug, plant this seed of ambition to use radio in those days, this new and exciting medium for the gospel and reaching this nation for Christ.
Well, for the good or the bad, Norm, people think of Hollywood as the media capital, so to speak.
Yeah.
And all this was going on basically in the backyard of the entertainment capital of the world, so to speak. Your dad's impetus just getting fueled and getting started in radio.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I can give you just a brief anecdote about that. In the early days of our program, my dad took on a guy who became the agent for our program in its early days, and his name was Van Newkirk. And Van Newkirk had accounts with some of the big stars in Hollywood. And I remember on two occasions he invited my dad and my mother and me to his home for dinner, a wonderful social occasion together. It just so happened that his house was next door to the home of Betty Davis, who, you know, once again is one of the great icons of the movie industry. And all around in Bel Air, which is where Van Newkirk lived, were these Hollywood stars, and this is the place where the bus tours go, you know, when tourists come to Hollywood, and they're driven through, and these guides show people where all the stars lived and or live today. So, yeah, there is this kind of odd connection between Hollywood and the beginning of our program. He was a great agent, and he helped the ministry to really grow, a man that my dad truly loved, and the feeling was mutual. So it was a wonderful connection in those very early days.
Friend, you are listening to a very special legacy edition of this Compassion Radio broadcast featuring the late Reverend Dr. Norm Nelson, who was the president and host of this ministry for so many years until his passing just about a year ago. In fact, this broadcast that you're listening to right now last aired on this program precisely 5 years ago this month. We brought it back from the archives because we felt it would be very appropriate to air in this special anniversary month here at Compassion Radio. This coming March the 25th will mark our 74th year of broadcast ministry on radio, which means the day after that, we will kick off our 75th year on the air. Quite an accomplishment. Friend, thank you so much for listening on this Friday and for your unwavering support of this Boots on the Ground ministry. Please do consider a special anniversary gift this month. It would bless us so much to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Or you can reach us online and give right at our website, safe and secure, at CompassionRadio.com. We'll have a lot more to share towards the end of the broadcast, and we'll also pass along our mailing address at that time. In the meantime, let's get back to today's program.
If you're just jumping in here, you're listening to Compassion Radio, Jim Governale alongside Norm Nelson. And Norm, here we are just a couple days away from really celebrating, and it's going to be a year-long celebration of 7 decades in radio, 7 decades for this particular ministry on radio. And as you mentioned before, Norm, all within the same family.
That's right. When the program began, it was my mom who played the piano, my father, who sang, and again, listeners who know my father well and heard the program in the early days, remember his incredibly beautiful tenor voice, and we still get requests for albums of my father's singing.
Wow.
And then I, at a very early age, let's say almost at the preschool level, my job was to tell a Bible story, you know, briefly, and to give the mail address. And so it was, you know, mom and pop and the kid. And that was it. We had one program a week that aired on one station in Los Angeles. We would get up really early in the morning. I can remember as a kid, it was still dark out, and we would drive to a place called Radio City, the city of Glendale, and we would do our recording up there. I was a part of it at the very beginning. So it has been a really a gift of the Lord to the Nelson family. And we have other family members involved, of course, today at doing various jobs. Cher, of course, is a constant support and very important factor in our ministry. And Bram Floria, living out there near Austin, Texas, who is part of our technical team and doing more and more on-the-air presentations and so forth. Even those who are not related to the immediate family really are part of our family. And it's an exciting and wonderful thing to see the faithfulness of God as we've gone through all these years, times when, frankly, life was so difficult for people, economic downturns, difficult times for our radio program, times when we wondered if we would continue, we'd be able to make it. But as we said, God is faithful and the people have been faithful. And here we are, reaching more people through more stations around the country, about 1,000 stations, and all of that, the beginning of our seventh decade, more than we have ever reached in the history of this radio ministry. So we're not winding down, we're gearing up. And we're all excited about what's ahead for Compassion Radio and the projects and the opportunities for people to serve through this radio ministry, unique as it is.
And I know, Norm, for many, many years, your father, Wilbur, ran the ministry, generated the programs, and it was called the Morning Chapel Hour.
Right.
And as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong here, I know for a number of years, you kind of steered clear of the radio aspect. I know you were involved in ministry in your personal and professional life.
Right.
But at some point in time, you did kind of feel the call for radio yourself. Why don't you explain how that exactly happened?
Well, I did. One way to put it is that I abhorred the idea of nepotism, that somehow, simply because I had the name Nelson,
right,
and because I was there at the very beginning, that somehow that qualified me to do this radio program, do this radio ministry. I needed to feel my own sense of calling, that God was putting in my heart and in my mind a sense of commitment to what radio can accomplish for the kingdom of Christ, and a real sense that God was calling me personally,
right,
not just because my name was Nelson,
mm-hmm,
you know, kind of passing it down, so to speak, but that I was being called by God to be a part of this team and eventually to lead the program. I'm not sorry I did that. It's so easy to just, if you're a member of the family, to just slide in and not have that sense of confidence that God has called you. And it took me a while to get that. But I did. I actually was given a radio program back in New England, and I was doing that. It was once a week, and I found that I loved doing it.
Hmm.
And so when my dad called one day and he said, Norm, this is the last time I'm going to ask you, I said, absolutely. I feel the call of God to do this because he has blessed the ministry and radio that I did in New England. And to me, that was the validation of the call.
Well, this is fascinating stuff. Now, this program is airing on Friday, and I know we've got a special treat for our listeners that's going to run. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what we've got coming up?
Well, we have a program that we have aired on a number of occasions over the years. I am so glad that before my father passed away and went to be with the Lord, that we sat down together, and I did an interview with him, where he told the story about his call to the ministry, how this program began, the vision he had for it. Also, was very gracious in giving an affirmation to my assumption of leadership of the program. And it's a wonderful program because my father was a character.
Mm.
He had a very dry sense of humor. He had a very compelling wit, but he wasn't a backslapper at all. And you had to sort of have an ear for the humor in what he was saying. And people will get a sense of his personality and winsomeness and the way he was able to attract people to that Morning Chapel Hour program, that wonderful program that he did. and he was gifted to do that. I think they'll really enjoy it. Wilbur Nelson will be on the air with me talking about the beginning of the program and his call to do radio. It's very compelling.
And full steam ahead, right?
Full steam ahead. And as you know, I am so fired up for the future and moving ahead in whatever God is calling us to do in the days ahead. I've never been more excited about the future of the program and what God is calling us to do. And we have some wonderful plans that he has planted the seed of those plans in our hearts and spirits. I do want to say this. Compassion Radio is so different. It's so unique. I got a letter from a young man who lives in the South, in the Deep South, just the other day. And he's 16 years old. And he had been listening to the program, and he was hearing us talk about our outreach to refugees who've been coming from very violent countries, neighboring countries like Iraq and Syria, and have been taken into a wonderful Christian camp and housed and fed and given the opportunity to hear the gospel and given support and all of that. And our listeners have helped to support that effort. This young man wrote to me and said, I'm feeling a tremendous attraction and call to volunteer to see if I could go and spend a summer working there at Camp Gilead, just outside of Amman, Jordan, up in biblical territory where Abraham walked through the valley right below the camp. I mean, it's a marvelous place. And this young man has been inspired by Compassion Radio. Mm. And we have that sort of thing happen all the time. There are people on the mission field today who got their call through the challenge that we issue on Compassion Radio, that the life of the Christian is not a bed of roses. It's not just a time to bask in comfort. There is comfort and encouragement. We are called to what John White, that marvelous author who wrote so many books for the Navigators organization, he wrote a book called The Fight. And that's the perfect designation of what Christian ministry is about. It's a fight. We have fought spiritual battles. We have felt the impact of spiritual warfare because we don't just talk. We do things. We travel. We hit the fields where there is poverty and need and war, and it's been very exciting. And so we're a little bit tougher sell than some of the comfort dispensing programs that are on the air, as wonderful as they are. So I just want to encourage our listeners to get on board and to do your best to support this radio ministry as we enter this very special decade, 70 years of the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of God's people.
And that's a wrap on this classic Friday broadcast featuring my dear colleague, Dr. Norm Nelson. We thought it was appropriate today to dip back into our vast program archives for that gem that last aired here 5 years ago this month. Such great memories for me. Friend, we are literally just days away from celebrating our 74th anniversary here at Compassion Radio. We certainly do thank the Lord for you, especially those who support this ministry have again proven themselves faithful. It's a wonderful thing, for it's not only an act of faith in supporting this ministry, but we here live by faith. We don't know what kind of resources are going to come in month to month. We have no way to orchestrate that. We really are, at the discretion of God and the Holy Spirit, prompting the hearts of people and their faithful response. This isn't a business. This is a ministry. And frankly, we are at the discretion of God. If the Lord chooses to bring more, we have more. If He chooses, for whatever reason, to bring in less, we have less. But it seems in the end, God has continually laid upon the hearts of faithful people what we need. This generous, gracious giving does not go unnoticed. To that end, here's one last important word from Bram Floria.
Hi, friends. I'm in Cairo, Egypt, as I record this. Why Egypt? Well, like we often do, we travel as guests of our partner ministries so we can bring you the most current and powerful stories of God's hand at work. I covet your prayers as I spend the next few weeks traveling through the Middle East and North Africa. As with anything important and worth doing, there's always some spiritual kickback. And as I'm recording this, the devil's really hitting us in the pocketbook. Right now, listener support for this unique radio ministry is at an all-time low. Frankly, if we're to continue, we need to see a serious rebound in giving, and we need to see it soon. Now, what will your gift do? Well, far more than just keeping us on the air. Our partners have enabled us to provide hundreds of thousands of Bibles to new believers in China and other booming Christian nations. Together, we provided relief and desperately needed supplies to refugees from dozens of world conflicts and natural disasters. And coming up this year, we'll award the very first Norm Nelson Religious Freedom, Faith, and Dignity Award to honor and empower the work of courageous believers around the world. And your gifts make it possible for us to go find all the stories and transformational interviews you hear every day on this station. Friends, we need your support, and we need it now. Can I count on you to contact us today to let us know that you're standing with us? Jimmy has some info on the unique and special thank you this month for your gift of support.
For your gift this month, we'd love to send you the first part of a new companion study to an upcoming series on the book of Ecclesiastes. It's available in PDF format by email or printed and mailed. The full study will be available this spring. Ask for your section one today by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail, contact us at Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And, of course, you can find us online safe and secure at CompassionRadio.com. That phone number once more, 1-800-868-2478. I'm Jim Governale. On behalf of Bram, Cher, and the entire Compassion Radio team, have a wonderful day in the Lord. And we'll see you again next time with more Compassion Radio.